In his book, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, Oliver Sacks describes how a patient with agnosia, quote, reached out his hand and took hold of his wife's head and tried to lift it off to put the hat on. I mentioned Dr. Sacks, a professor of clinical neurology at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, as one more in the genre of scientist-artists, like Borodin or Feynman. Born in 1933 to two doctors who lived in a large rambling house in northwest London, Oliver Sacks has described a happy childhood except for his evacuation during the London bombing to a school where boys were often beaten. In his 300-page book, Uncle Tungsten — Uncle Tungsten was his Uncle Dave who made his living drawing tungsten into fine filaments for incandescent lamps — Sacks has included extensive descriptions of his excitement with chemistry, a subject which has fascinated many youngsters from Primo Levi to the present Pope. The teenage Sacks won a scholarship to Oxford and did his medical training in London. Dr. June Finer of New Paltz, who was at medical school with him, describes him as large and strong, who once yanked her out of a swimming pool with one hand. In his book, A Leg to Stand On, there is a vivid description of his setting off before dawn to climb a 6,000-foot mountain in Norway alone. About two-thirds of the way up, he saw a sign that said, "Beware of the Bull," and, "Walking around a boulder as big as a house, I practically trod on an enormous animal, its vast white face becoming transformed. It became first a monster and then the devil." In his plunging flight back down the path, he misstepped and found himself with his leg twisted at a grotesque angle beneath him. The leg was useless, hanging nervelessly before him. With knee buckled, he managed to make a splint from the umbrella walking stick he always had with him. But the majority of the book is a fascinating description of dealing with doctors and nurses, interspersed with references to writers on many topics. Up to the age of 14, he had been passionate about chemistry. But then, he says in Uncle Tungsten, "It came upon me gradually. I no longer woke up and said, 'Today I will get the Clerici solution, and today I will read about Humphrey Davy.'" 50 years later, he received from a friend a little bar of metal, which, quote, "I recognized by its feel as tungsten." Despite a whole life as a neurologist, his passion for chemistry had survived. In fact, he says, he still recalls, quote, "that the color of lilacs in spring is that of divalent vanadium." His charming explanations of the differences between nitrates, nitrites, and nitrides, for example, and the improved language that Lavoisier introduced, make Sacks's book an excellent introduction to basic chemistry. He says that he and two schoolboy friends threw a big lump of sodium into a pond at Hampstead Heath, where it sped around and around like a demented meteor with a huge sheet of yellow flame above it. Cesium, he says, exploded when it hit the water. One never forgot the properties of the alkali metals after this. In the book An Anthropologist from Mars, Sacks describes an autistic woman who earned a PhD in animal science and who now teaches at Colorado State University. The title is from her own description of her inability to relate emotionally. She says she feels somewhat like, quote, an anthropologist from Mars. Dr. Sacks describes how she built herself a wooden hugging machine where she could control how tightly her upholstered plank squeezed her. Finally, although Dr. Sacks has spent his life in science, he has received numerous awards for his writing, as did also the chemist Primo Levi, for example.